But they fake that they are Glaucophus Athena.
Get your tongue and your lips working. My name. Come on, one more try. My name is. Good girl.
My
name?
Mine?
Yeah, raise your head. Shout it out. Nobody's listening.
Alla Hecolophestia in the
Vida de Moy. Please. Once more. Just once more. Now, my name. Good girl, come on.
My?
Good.
My?
Great.
My name?
Yes.
My name is?
Don't give me the page of the club.
My name is Sarah.
Marvelous. Oh, bloody marvelous. Did you hear that, Jimmy Jack? Huh? My name is Sarah. Clear as a bell. Oh,
the infant prodigy doesn't know what we're at.
Oh, we're started now. Nothing will stop us. Nothing in the wide world.
Yes.
Now listen to this, man.
Soon you'll be telling me all of those things that have been in your head all these years. Certainly, James. What is it?
Well,
maybe you'd set out the schools.
Wait till you hear this, man.
Go ahead. I'll be straight down.
Hosara, men for many, rabdo, epimasas, Athena. After Athena had said this, she touched Ulysses with her wand. And then she withered the fair skin from off his supple lips and destroyed the flaxen hair from off his head, and about his limbs she put the skin of an old man. Oh, the devil. And wait till you hear this. She's not finished with him yet. Canuzzo de oi ulsi. She dimmed his two eyes that were so beautiful and clothed him in a vile, ragged cloak, begrimed with filthy smoke. Do you see? Smoke, do you see? Sure, look at what the same turf smoke has done to myself. Would you call this?
Of course I would. Of course I would.
And about him she cast the skin of a great hind, and into his hand she put a staff and a wallet.
Athena did this to Ulysses. Made him into a tramp.
Isn't she the tight one?
Woodland watcher, Jimmy.
Do you know what they call her?
Glaucophus Athena.
That's it, flashing-eyed Athena. God, Manifer, if you had a woman like that about the house, it's not stripping a turf bank you'd be thinking about, eh?
She was a goddess, Jimmy.
Better still, sure. Sure, isn't her own Grania a sort of a goddess?
Who?
Grania. The Aramis Grania. Sure, she can't get her fill of men.
You're impossible, Jimmy.
I was just thinking to myself last night, if you had the choice between Athena and Artemis and Helen of Troy, all three of them Zeus's girls. Think of that. Three powerful looking daughters all in one parish of Athens. Now, if you had to pick one between them, which one would you take?
Which should I take, Sarah?
No harm to Artemis and no harm to Helen of Troy. But I think I have no choice but to go boom straight for Athena. By God, sir, them flashing eyes would fear keep a man shaked up constantly. Oh, flashing eyes.
You're a dangerous bloody man.
Homer knows it all. Homer knows it all.
Where the hell is he got to?
Yes, I know, he's at the christening. But it doesn't take them all day to put a name on a baby, does it? Ah, you may be sure. Which pub? Gracie's? Conconny Tim's? Annanam Briggs. Great. She'll fill him up.
Outer ho head.
I suppose I may take the class then.
Trasebe. But Ulysses went forth from the harbour and through the woodland to the place where Athena said she would find the good swineherd who, hoi, bioi, toi, malista cadic. What's that, Manus?
Who cared most for his substance.
Ha! That's it, the good swineherd who cared most for his substance above all the slaves that Ulysses possessed. Oh.
Those are lovely, Sarah. Flowers. Say the word. Flowers. Come on. Flowers.
Flowers.
Do you see? You're off.
And they're beautiful flowers, Seda. Thank you.
Is this all here? What, is there no school this evening?
If my father's not home, I'll take the class.
Well, now, isn't that a pretty sight? There's the milk. How's Seda?
I saw you at the hay.
And how's Jimmy Jack having?
Oh, come sit beside me, Myra. Well,
would I be safe?
Oh, no safer man in Donegal.
Oh, the best harvest in living memory, they say, but I don't want to see another like it. Look at the blisters.
Oh, it's too lucky, not.
Sum faticatissima.
Bene optima.
Well, that's the height of my Latin. Fit me better if I had even that much English.
English? I thought you had some English.
Three words. Oh, wait, there was a spake I used to have off by heart. What's this it was? In Norfolk we sport ourselves around the Maypole.
Oh.
What about that?
Hey.
Dear God, have mercy on my Aunt Mary. She taught me that when I was about four, whatever it means.
Oh, sure, you know I only have Irish myself.
Well, don't you have Latin and Greek?
Oh, I tell you a lie. I know but one English word.
What?
Bosom.
What's bosom?
Bosom, you know, bosom. Diana the Huntress had two powerful bosoms.
Well, you may be sure that's the one English word you would know. Is there a drop of water about?
Maypole. I'm sorry I couldn't get up last night. Biddy Hanna sent me to write a letter for her sister in Nova Scotia. All the gossip of the parish. I took the cow to the bull three times last week, but no good. There's nothing for her now but Big Ned Frank.
Better?
And she got so engrossed in it that she forgot who she was dictating it to. The old drunken schoolmaster and that lame son of his still footing about in the said school, wasting people's good time and money.
She did not see that.
And me taking it all down. Good thing, thank God, they're building one of those new national schools up at Paul McCormick. It was about, it was after midnight by the time I got back.
Great to be a busy man.
I heard music as I came past, but I thought it was too late to call.
Wasn't your father in great voice last night? Well, it must have been about 3 o'clock by the time you got home. Was it four? No wonder we're all in pieces.
I'll give you at the hand at the hay tomorrow.
Well, that's the name of a hornpipe, isn't it? The scholar in the hayfield. Was it a reel?
That is, if the day is good.
Suit yourself. The English fellas below in the tent, them supper fellas, they're giving us a hand. Of course, I don't understand a word they're saying, nor they me, but that doesn't matter, does it?
What the hell are you so crabbed about? Visible
salutations to you all.
He's coming down, Cascarigari, and he's as full as a pig.
Ignari, Sturti, Rustici, pot boys and peasant whelps, semi-literates and illegitimates.
He's been on the ladder since this morning. Well, he sent the wee ones home at 11 o'clock.
Three questions. Question A, am I drunk? Question B, am I sober? Responde, responde.
Question say, master. When were you last sober? What's the weapon, Dalty?
Up in the boat with Bridget and her old fella, and the redcoats are just across the way at the foot of Knocknamona, dragging them all chains and peering through that machine they lug about everywhere with them. Do you know the name of it, Manus?
The Theodolite. How do you know? Well, they leave it in our byre sometimes at night if it's raining.
Theodolite? What's the etymology of that, Manus?
No idea.
Well, get on with the sword.
Theod. Something to do with a god. Maybe Thea. A goddess? Don't think! What shape's the yoke?
Ah, shape! Will you shut up, you old idiot, you? Anyway, every time they'd place one of these poles into the ground and move on across the ball, well, I'd creep up and shift it 20 or 30 paces to the side. And you know what they did then? They'd come back and stare at it and look at their calculations and stare at it again and scratch their heads and cripe! Do you know what they ended up doing?
Oh, we did here.
They took the bloody machine apart.
That's the image of them. be very proud of yourself, Dolty.
What do you mean?
That was a very clever piece of work.
It was a gesture.
What sort of gesture?
Just to indicate a presence.
I'm telling you, you'll be arrested.
What do you make of that for an impudent Bridget? Wouldn't that make a great old shaft for your churn? Oh.
Let go of me, you dirty brute. I've a headline to do before Big Huey comes.
I don't think we'll wait for him. Let's get started.
Nellie Ruard's baby was to be christened this morning. Did any of you hear what she called it? Did you, Zeta? Did you, Mighty?
No.
All Seamus says she's threatening to call it after its father.
Who's the father?
That's the point, you donkey, you. So there's a lot of uneasy bucks about Biley Beg this day.
She told me last Sunday she was going to call it Jimmy.
Oh, you're a liar, Dolty.
Would I tell a lie to you? Hi, Jimmy. Nellie Ross, old fella's looking for you.
Why?
Come on, Dolty.
Someone told him.
Dolty.
He heard, you know, the satires of the Book of Horus off by heart.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And he wants you to recite it for him.
Oh, I'll do that for him, certainly. Certainly.
He's busting to hear it.
Here, last night I read this in the book 3 of the Gale of Gowries.
To be gone, that's my territory, all right.
You clown, you. Hold this for me, would you?
All right, just settle down. Let's get the work done, work done. I know Sean Begg's not coming. He's at the Salmon. What about the Donnelly twins? Are the Donnelly twins not coming anymore?
Couldn't tell you. I haven't seen them.
Did you ask them?
Not about these days.
Where are they? Are they home?
No.
Then where?
How would I know?
Our Seamus says he saw two of the soldiers' horses down at the foot of the cliffs at Knockmamona. Would you listen to the whistles of this old slate? Who could ride in a slippery old thing like that?
What headline did my father set you?
It's easier to stamp out learning than to recall it.
Book 3 of the Agricola of Tacita.
God, but you're a dope.
Can you do it?
There. Is it bad? Will he ate me?
It's very good. Keep your elbowing closer to your side. Dolty!
I'm at the 7 times table, Skipper. I'm perfect.
Do you understand those sums?
Seda. Wait.
Can I help you? What are you at?
Map of America. The passage money came last Friday.
You never told me that.
That's because I haven't seen you since, have I?
You don't want to go. You said that yourself.
There's 10 below me to be raised and no man in the house. What do you suggest?
Do you want to go?
Did you apply for that job at the new national school?
No.
You said you would.
I said that I might.
When it opens, this is finished. Nobody's going to pay to go to hedge school.
I know that. I thought that I could always...
It's £56 a year and you're throwing away.
I couldn't apply for it.
You said you would. You promised me.
My father has applied for it.
He has not.
Day before yesterday.
Oh, for God's sake. Sure you know he'd never get that job over you?
I couldn't. I can't go in against him.
Suit yourself. Oh, Bridget, I saw your Seamus head off fair early this morning for the port.
Well, listen to this. I forgot to tell you this. He said that as soon as he passed over the gap at Machard Reed, just past where the soldiers are making their maps, the sweet smell was everywhere. They say that's the way it snakes in, don't they? There's the smell. Then one morning the stalks are all black and limp.
Are you stupid? It's the rotten stalks that makes the sweet smell. That's what the sweet smell is, rotten stalks.
Sweet smell. For God's sake, every year about this time, someone comes back with stories of the sweet smell. Sweet God, did potatoes ever fail in Biley Beg? Well, did they ever? Ever? Never! There was never blight here. Never, never. But we're always sniffing about for it, aren't we? Looking for disaster. Oh, the rents are going to go up again. The harvest going to be lost. The herring have gone away forever. There's going to be evictions. Honest to God, some of you people aren't happy unless you're miserable. And you'll not be right content until you're dead.
Bloody right, Myrie. And sure, St. Conseil prophesied there'd never be blight here. He said, the spuds will bloom in Biley Beg till rabbits grow an extra look. And we're sure that's never going to happen, so we're all right. 7 threes are 21. 7 fours are 28. 7 fives are 49. Hi, Jimmy. Do you fancy my chances as boss of the new national school?
What's that?
Go away back home to Greece, son.
Oh, well, you ought to apply, Dolty.
Cripes, do you think so? Maybe I will. Ha!
Did you know that you start at the age of 6? And you have to stick at it till you're 12 at least, no matter how smart you are or how much you know.
Who told you that, Yara?
And every child from every household has to go all day, every day, summer or winter. That's the law.
I'll tell you something. Nobody's going to go near them. They're not going to catch on, law or no law.
And everything's freedom. You pay for nothing but the books you use. That's what our Seamus says.
Our Seamus? Our Seamus? Sure, your Seamus wouldn't pay for it anyway. She's making it up.
Isn't it right, Manus?
I think so.
And from the very first day you go, you'll not hear one word of Irish spoken. You'll be taught to speak English. And every subject will be taught through English. And everyone will end up as cute as the Bunkerana people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Christ, these here boys, she'll make yellow meal out of it for these tables.
Have you any extra chalk, Manus?
Swap your seats.
What? And why?
Please, Mary, just one beside the prodigy.
I'm fine.
Please,
here.
Mary, I want a joke in the back here. God love ya. Cripes, I'm wrecked. Who's got the bloody table book? I'm dying about you.
Watch where you're going, Dolly. Oh! Is this tree right, Manus? Can't you put a tail on it?
Will you shut up? I can't concentrate. False alarm, boys. The bugger's not coming. Sure, the bugger's hardly fit to walk.
Adzoom, Dorothy, adzoom. Perhaps not as sober as you thought they could be, but adequately sober as over here you're quit. Vespero salutations to you all.
Ave you.
James, apologies for my late arrival. We were celebrating the baptism of Nelly Ruad's baby.
What name did she put on it, Master?
Was it Eamon? Yes, it was Eamon.
Eamon Donald from Torquay?
And after the Cairomonian nominationis, Mary.
The ritual of naming.
Indeed. We then had a few libations to mark the occasion. All together, very pleasant. But the derivation of the word baptize. Where are my Greek scholars? Dorothy.
Would it be
Kuslo, James.
Baptism, to dip or immerse.
Indeed. Our friend Pliny Minor speaks of the baptisterium, the cold bath.
Master?
Dorothy.
I suppose then you could talk about baptizing a sheep at a sheep dipping, could you?
Indeed, the precedent is there. On the day you were appropriately named Dorothy. 7 nights.
What's that, Master?
7 times 9.
Aye, 7 times 9. 7 9. It's on the tip of my tongue, Master. I knew it for sure this morning. Funny, that's the only one that foxes me.
63!
Sure, what's wrong with me? 7 times 9 are 53.
Ah, Sophocles from Colonus would agree with our Doughty Dan Doughty from Trulachalane. To know nothing is the sweetest life. Where's Sean Big?
He's at the salmon.
Oh, and Nora Dan?
Oh, she says she's not coming back anymore.
Oh, Nora Dan can write her own name. So, Nora Dan's education is complete. Are the Donnelly twins?
They're probably at the turf.
Oh.
Here's the 1 and 6 I owe you for last quarter's arithmetic. And here's the 1 and 8 for this quarter's writing.
Gracias, Tibiago. Before we commence our studia, I have 3 items of information to impart to you. Manus, hey, strong tea, black. Item A. All my perambulations this morning, Bridget. Juslo, Mary.
Perambulare, to walk about.
Indeed. I chanced to encounter Captain Lancey of the Royal Engineers, engaged in the ordnance survey of this area. He tells me that in the past few days, 2 of their horses have strayed, and some of their equipment seems to have been mislaid. But I expressed my regret and suggested that he address you himself on this matter. He then explained that he did not speak Irish. Well, Latin, I asked. Not a word. Greek? None. He speaks, by his own admission, only English. And to his credit, he was suitably vericund. James?
Vericundus. Humble.
Indeed. He expressed some surprise that we did not speak his language. I explained that some of us did, on occasion, outside the parish, of course, and that usually for the purposes of commerce, a use to which his tongue seems admirably suited. And a slice of soda bread. I went on to suggest that our culture and the classical tongues made a happier conjugation. Dorothy.
Conjugal. I joined together.
Huh? Indeed. English, I suggested, couldn't really express us. And again, to his credit, he acquiesced to my logic. Myri acquiesced. Too slow, rigid.
Acquiesce go.
Procede.
Acquiesce go, acquiescere, acquiescum, and acquievi.
Indeed. Now, item B.
Master?
Yes? Well, girl?
We should all be learning to speak English. That's what my mother says. That's what I say. That's what Dan O'Connell said last month in Amos. He said the sooner we learn to speak English, the better.
What's she saying?
People with married women.
Surely no woman... Silencio! Who's she talking about?
I'm talking about Daniel O'Connell.
Is she talking about that little Kerry politician?
I'm talking about the Liberator, as you well know, Master. And what he said was this. The old language is a barrier to modern progress. He said that last month, and he's right. I don't want Greek. I don't want Latin. I want English. I want to learn to speak English because I'm going to America as soon as the harvest is all saved.
We have been diverted. Diverto, divertere. Where were we?
Three items of information, Master. You were at Item Bay.
Item B. Item B. Ah, yes, Item B. On my way to the christening this morning, I chanced to encounter Mr. George Alexander, Justice of the Peace. We discussed the new national school. Mr. Alexander invited me to take charge of it when it opens. I thanked him and said I'd be happy to do so, but only if I could run it as I have run this hedge school for the past 35 years, filling what Euripides calls the Acnestos Pithos. James.
The cask that cannot be filled.
Indeed. And Mr. Alexander, he retorted courteously and emphatically that was just how he hoped it could be run. Indeed, I've had a strenuous day, and I'm weary of you all. Manus will take care of you.
Could anybody tell me, is this for Hugh Moore O'Donnell?
Owen! Owen!
Owen! Hugh!
Owen!
Owen!
Dolphy, how are you, boy?
Great.
Jacobe, cuidagis, are you well?
Oh, fine.
And Bridget, give us a kiss.
You're welcome, Owen.
It's not. It is Myri Kotick. God, a young woman.
How are you, Owen?
And how's the old man himself?
There.
For God's sake, you never look better. Come here to me, Father. Great to see you, Father. Great to be back.
I
Come on. You know what you and I are going to do tonight? We're going to go up to Anna Nombre.
Not there, Owen.
Why not?
Purple jeans worse than ever.
They say she puts frogs in it.
All the better. And you and I are going to get footless drunk. That's arranged. And Mace.
You're welcome, Owen.
I know I am. And it's great to be back. I can't believe it. I come back after 6 years and everything's just as it was. Nothing's changed, not a thing. Even that smell. It's the same smell this place always had. What is it anyway? Is it the straw?
Jimmy Jack's feet.
Oh,
And Dolty Dan Dolty hasn't changed.
Bloody either. Right, Oi.
Are you well, Jimmy?
Ah, dodge in the boot.
Any word of the big day?
Oh.
Time enough, Jimmy. Homer's easier to live with, isn't he?
We heard stories that you own 10 big shops in Dublin. Is it true?
Only 9.
And you've got 12 servants and 6 horses?
Yes, that's true. God almighty, would you listen to him taking a hand at me? When did you arrive? I left Dublin yesterday. Spent last night in Armagh. Got here about 30 minutes ago.
You're hungry then?
Indeed. Get him food.
Not
get him
just
a drink.
Yet. Not just yet. Listen, am I instructing you all?
Oh, not at all. We're finished here for the day.
Wonderful. I'll tell you why. Two friends of mine are waiting outside the door. They'd like to meet you, and I'd like you to meet them. May I bring them in?
Well, certainly. We'll have some food and
not
a drink.
Not just yet, Father. You've seen the sappers working in this area the past fortnight, haven't you? Well, the older man is Captain Lancey.
I've already met Captain Lancey.
Great. He's the cartographer in charge of this whole area. Cartographer James.
Oh, maker of maps,
indeed. And the younger man that I traveled with from Dublin, his name is Lieutenant Yeo. He's attached to the top end of the department. Dolty. Too slow. Manus.
Correct speller of those names.
Indeed. Indeed. May I? May I bring them in?
Oh, certainly. Your friends are our friends.
Honest to God, it's such a delight to be back here with y'all again. Civilized people. Oh, anyhow, may I bring them in? I'll be straight back. What's a new face? Who are you?
It's good. I see this place.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah
Jenny Sandwich.
Of course. I want you more from Wiley James. One small thing, Father.
Silentium!
I said it, Manus.
I'm on their payroll. You haven't enlisted, have you? Me, a soldier. I'm employed as a part-time, underpaid civilian interpreter. My job is to translate the quaint, archaic tongue you people persist in speaking into the King's good English.
You didn't tell me you were definitely leaving.
Not now, Manus.
Dorothy!
You at least could have told me. Fine,
go ahead. Go ahead.
You talk to me about getting married with neither a roof over your head nor a sod of ground under your foot. I suggest you go to the new school, but no, my father's in for that. Well, now he's got it, and now this is finished, and now you...
I can always...
teach classics to the cows.
Here we are. Captain Lancey, my father.
Good evening.
We've already met, sir.
Yeah. And Lieutenant Yeo. Both Royal Engineers.
Gentlemen, you're very welcome.
How do you do?
Gaudeo vos hic adesse.
I'll make no other introductions except to say that these are some of the people of Bailey Bay. What? Well, you're among the best people in Ireland now. Would you like to say a few words?
Would you care for a drop, sir?
What?
A modest refreshment.
No.
Oh, certainly later.
No, I'll say what I have to say in as briefly as possible. Do they speak any English?
You may have seen me, working in this section. Section? Working. We are here in this place, you understand, to make a map. A map.
Non in Latin locator.
James.
I do not speak Gaelic, sir.
Carry on.
A map is a representation on paper of a picture. Picture? You understand picture? A picture showing, representing this country. You understand? representing, showing this country in miniature. A scale drawing on paper of a...
Soon they understand you?
Yes.
And I'll translate as you go along?
Oh. I see, perhaps you're right. Well, what we are doing here is this. His Majesty's government has ordered the first ever comprehensive survey in this entire country, embracing hydrographic and topographic details, and which will be executed to the scale of 6 inches to the English mile.
Excellent. Excellent.
A new map is being made of the whole country.
This enormous task is being embarked on so that the military authorities might be equipped with detailed, up-to-date, accurate information on every corner of this part of the empire.
The work's being done by soldiers because they're skilled in this work.
And also so that the entire basis of land valuation might be reassessed to the purpose of more equitable taxation.
This new map will replace the estate agent's map so that from now on you'll know exactly what's yours in law.
In conclusion, I would like to read two brief extracts from a white paper which is our governing charter. All former surveys of Ireland originated in forfeiture and violent transfer of property. The present survey has for its object the relief which can be afforded to the proprietors and occupiers of the land from unequal taxation.
The captain hopes the public will cooperate with the sappers and that the new map will mean that taxes are reduced.
Oh, worthy enterprise. Opus honestum. And extract B.
That Ireland is privileged. No such survey is being undertaken in England, so this survey cannot but be received as proof of the disposition of this government to the advance of the interests of Ireland. My sentiments too.
This survey demonstrates the government's interest in Ireland, and the captain thanks you for listening so attentively to it.
Lieutenant Yolland?
I've nothing
to say,
really.
The captain is the man who actually makes the new map. George's task is to make sure the place names on this map are correct. Just a few words. We'd like to hear you. Wouldn't you like to hear George, too?
Does he have anything to say?
Sorry.
She says she's dying to hear you.
Oh, very kind of you, thank you. I can only say that I feel very foolish to be working here and not to speak your language. But I intend to rectify that with Roland's help, indeed I do.
He wants me to teach him Irish.
Oh, you're doubly welcome, sir.
I think your countryside is very beautiful. I've fallen in love with it already. I hope we're not too crude an intrusion on your lives, and I know I will be happy, very happy here.
He's already a committed hibernophile.
He loves...
We know, Jimmy, we know. He loves Filey Beg, and he loves you all.
May I?
Go ahead, Father, please.
And we, gentlemen, we in our turn offer you our friendship, our hospitality, and every assistance that you may require. Gentlemen, welcome.
Lance is a buddy of Ramrod, but George is all right. How are you, anyway?
What sort of translation was that, Owen?
I make a mess of it.
You weren't saying what Lancey was saying. And what's Yalan's function? What's incorrect about the place names we have here?
Nothing at all. It's just going to be standardized.
You mean turned into English.
Where there's ambiguity, they'll be anglicized.
There was nothing uncertain about what Yancey said. It's a bloody military operation, Owen. And they both call you Roland. Roland. They both call you Roland.
Isn't it ridiculous? Seem to get it wrong from the very beginning. Either that or they can't pronounce Owen. I was afraid some of you bastards would laugh.
Aren't you going to tell them?
sure, yes.
But they... Easy, man, easy. Owen Roland. What the hell, it's just a name. It's the same me, isn't it?
Indeed. Well, it is. It's the same Owen.
And it's the same maybe. And in a way, we complement each other. Well, who has met whom? Isn't this a job for the go-between? George.
Yes, I'm listening. What do you call it again? Say the Irish name again.
Bunachman.
Again.
Bunachman.
Bunaben.
That's terrible, George.
I know, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Bunachman.
Bunaben.
Better. Bun is the Irish word for bottom, and aben means river. So it's literally the mouth of the river.
Well, let's leave it alone. There's no English equivalent for a sound like that.
Just call it in the church register.
Let's see, Ben Owen.
That's wrong. In the list of freeholders, it's called Owenmore. That's completely wrong. Owenmore is the big river on the south end of the parish. I suppose we could anglicize it to Bun Owen. But somehow that's neither fish nor flesh.
I give up.
Back to first principles. What are we trying to do?
Good question.
We are trying to denominate and at the same time describe that tiny area of soggy, rocky, sandy ground, an area known locally as Bunachan. Burnfoot. What about Burnfoot?
Good, Roland. Burnfoot's good.
George, my name is...
B-U-R-N-F-O-O-T?
I suppose so. What do you think?
Yes.
It's all right with you?
Yes.
Burnfoot it is, then. Bunachan.
B-U-R-N. You're becoming very skilled at this.
We're not moving fast enough.
Durante lectured me again last night.
When does he finish here?
The sappers pull out at the end of the week. The trouble is the maps they've completed can't be printed until we get these names finished. So London screams at Lancy, and Lancy screams at me. I wasn't intimidated, though. I'm sorry, sir, I said, but certain tasks demand their own tempo. You can't rename a whole country overnight. Your Irish air has made me bold. Oh, do you want us to leave?
Time enough. Class doesn't begin for another half hour.
Sorry, can't you speak English?
We now come across that beach on past
Trop. That's the Irish word for beach. I'm picking up the odd word, Manus.
So,
the beach on past Burnfoot. And there's nothing around here with any name that I know of until we come down here to the south. Just about here. But there should be a ridge of rocks. Sapper's mark? I have. Look, George.
Where are we?
There.
I'm lost.
Here. And the name of that bridge is Drum Dug. English on that, but then.
Say it again.
Drum Dug.
Dug means black.
Yes.
And Drum means, what? A fort?
We met it yesterday at Rumloch.
A ridge! The Black Ridge! You see, Manus?
I'll have you fluent at the Irish before summer's over.
Oh, I wish I were. We got a crate of oranges in from Dublin yesterday. I'll send some up to you.
Thank you. You'd better hide that bottle. Father's just up. You'd be better off without it.
Can't you speak English before your man?
Why?
Out of courtesy.
Doesn't he want to learn to speak Irish? Don't you want to learn to speak Irish?
Sorry, I
understand the Lancies perfectly, but people like you puzzle me.
Manus, for God's sake.
How's the work going?
The work? The work? Oh, it's staggering along, I think, isn't it? We'd be lost without Roland, though.
I'm sure, but there are always the Rolands, aren't there?
What was that he said? Something about Lancy?
He said we should hide that bottle before Father gets his hands on it.
Ah.
He's always trying to protect him.
Was he lame from birth?
An accident when he was a baby. Father fell across his cradle. That's why Manus feels so responsible for him.
So why doesn't he marry?
Can't afford to, I suppose.
Hasn't he a salary?
What salary?
All he gets is the odd shilling father throws him, and that's seldom enough. I got out in time, didn't I? Easy with that stuff. It'll hit you suddenly.
I like it.
Let's get back to the job. Vroom Doob. What's it called in the registry?
Some people here resent us.
Dramduff. Wrong as usual.
I was passing a little girl yesterday and she spat at me.
And it's Drim Doob here. What's it called in the jury list?
Do you know the Donnelly twins?
Who?
The Donnelly twins.
Yes, best fisherman about here. Why?
Lancey's looking for them.
What for?
He wants them for questioning.
Probably stolen somebody's nets. Dramduffy? Nobody ever called it Dramduffy. Take your pick of those three.
My head's addled. Let's take a rest. Do you want a drink?
Thanks. Now, every Doob we've come across, we've changed to Duff. So if we're to be consistent, I suppose Room Doob has become Dramduff. You can see the end of the ridge from the window. But D-R-O-M or D-R-U-M? You remember, what should we agree on for Drum Luacro?
That house immediately above where we're camped.
Hmm?
The house where Myri lives.
Myri. Oh, Myri Coffin.
What does that mean?
Curly-haired. The whole family are called Coffins. What about it?
I hear music coming out of that house almost every night.
Why don't you drop in?
Could I?
Why not? We used D-R-O-M then. So I suppose it's got to be D-R-O-M-D-U-F-F.
Go back to where the new school is being built and say all the names again for me, would you?
That's a good idea. Sheep's Rock.
Oh, no, as they still are in your own language.
Pumagarach, Bailey Beg, Keen Bala, Liz Maho, Bailey Nagal, Karig Nari, Mulach Deir.
Do you think I could live here?
What are you talking about?
Settle down here. Live here.
Come on, George.
I mean it.
Live on what? Potatoes? Buttermilk?
It's supposed to be heavenly.
Oh, for God's sake. The first hot summer in 50 years, and you think it's Eden. Don't be such a bloody romantic. You wouldn't survive a mild winter here.
You think not? Maybe you're right.
Hi, boys. Is Manus about?
It's upstairs. Give him a shout.
Manus! Cripes, the cattle's going mad, running wild all over the place. How are you doing, Skipper?
I'm very grateful to you. I want to thank
you. Wasting your time. I don't know a word you're saying. Hi, Manus. There's $2 down the road. They're asking for you.
Who are they?
Never clapped eyes on them. They want to talk to you.
What about?
They wouldn't stay. Come on.
Side across his shoulder, and he pointed at the long grass. And then he cut a path around my tent and from my tent down to the road so my feet wouldn't get wet with the dew. Wasn't that kind of him? And I had no words to thank him with. Oh, I suppose you're right. I suppose I couldn't live here. Before Dolte came up to me this morning, I was thinking that at that moment, I might have been in Bombay instead of Ballybeg. You see, my father was at his wit's end with me. Finally, he got me a job in the East India Company, a clerkship of some sort. Well, this is 10, 11 months ago. So I set off for London. Unfortunately, I missed the boat, literally. And since I couldn't face father again, and I hadn't enough money to hang about until the next sailing, I joined the army, and they stuck me in the engineers and posted me to Dublin, and Dublin sent me here. So as I was washing this morning, staring out across the Tre Barn, I was thinking how very, very lucky I am to be here and not in Bombay.
Do you believe in fate?
Lancey's so like my father. I was watching him last night. He greeted every group of sappers as they came in. He inspected the field kitchens. He checked the horses. He examined every report, even examining the texture of the paper and commenting on the neatness of the handwriting. The perfect colonial servant. Not only must the job be done, it must be done with excellence. Father has that drive too, then. Energy, that indefatigable spirit. I'm afraid I'm a great disappointment to him. I've neither his energy, nor his coherence, nor his belief. Do I believe in fate? The day I arrived in Filey Beg. The moment you brought me in here, I had a curious sensation. It's difficult to describe. It was a momentary sense of discovery. No, not a sense of discovery, of recognition, of confirmation, of something I half knew instinctively, as if I had stepped
into... Back into ancient time.
No. No, it wasn't an awareness of direction being changed, but of experience being of a totally different order. I had moved into a consciousness that wasn't striving nor agitated, but at its ease with its own conviction and assurance. And when I heard your father and Jimmy Jack swapping stories about Apollo and Cuculain and Paris and Ferrier as if they lived down the road, it was then that I thought, I knew perhaps I could live here. Now, where's the patine?
Pochine.
Even if I do learn to speak Irish, I'll always be an outsider here, won't I? I may learn the password, but the language of the tribe will always elude me. The private core will always remain hermetic, won't it?
You can learn to decode us.
Per quantum vis, persum longum, persum que moratur. Sol, sacro tandem cardine vespera dest.
I dabble in verse, Lieutenant, after the style of Ovid. A drop of that to fortify me.
You'll have to translate for me.
Let me see. No longer, no matter how long the sun may linger on its long and weary journey, at length evening comes with its sacred song.
Very nice, sir.
Well, English succeeds in making it sound plebeian.
Where are you off to, Father?
An expeditio with three purposes. Purpose A, to acquire a testimonial from our parish priest. He's a worthy fellow, but he's barely literate. And he will ask me to write it myself. How can I, in all modesty, do myself justice? Where did this come from?
Anonym break.
Well, in that case, you do well to address yourself to it with circumspection. Anna Numbreg means Anna of the Lies. Purpose B. To talk to the builders of the new national school about the living accommodations that I will require there. I've lived too long like a journeyman tailor.
We once lived fairly close to a poet. Well, about 3 miles away.
Oh, his name?
Wordsworth. William Wordsworth.
Oh, did he speak of me to you?
Well, actually, I never talked to him. I only saw him out walking in the distance.
Wordsworth.
No, I'm afraid we're not familiar with your literature, Lieutenant. We feel closer to the warm Mediterranean. We tend to overlook your island.
I'm learning to speak Irish, sir.
Oh, indeed.
Roland's helping me.
Ah, splendid.
I mean, I feel so cut off from the people here. And I was trying to explain a few minutes ago how remarkable a community this is. To meet people like yourself and Jimmy Jack who actually converse in Latin and Greek. And your place names. What was that one we came across this morning? Termon. From Terminus, the god of the boundaries. It's really astonishing.
Yes. We like to think that we endure around truths immemorially posited.
And your Gaelic literature. Well, you're a poet yourself.
Well, only in Latin, I'm afraid.
I understand it's enormously rich and ornate.
Indeed, Lieutenant. A rich language. A rich literature. You'll find, sir, that certain cultures expend on their vocabularies and syntax acquisitive energies and ostentations entirely lacking in their material lives. I suppose you could call us a spiritual people.
Will you stop that nonsense, Father?
Nonsense? What nonsense?
Do you know the priest lives?
Over in Lisnamore.
No, he doesn't. Lisnamuk, the fort of the pigs, has become swine fort. And to get to swine fort, you pass through Green Castle, and Strand Hill, and Fairhead, White Plain, and Gort. You'd be able to find your way. Oh, and the new school, isn't it Thornaker Rock? It's Sheep's Rock.
Indeed, Lieutenant. A rich literature. All of the mythologies of fantasy and hope and self-deception. A syntax opulent with tomorrows. It is our response to a living in mud houses and a diet of potatoes. A method of relating to inevitabilities.
Hey, can you give me the loan of half a crown? I'll repay you out of the subscription I'm collecting for the publication of my new book.
Ah, it's entitled The Pentaglot Preceptor, or The Elementary Institute of the English, Latin, Hebrew, Greek, and Irish languages, particularly calculated for the instruction of such ladies and gentlemen who may wish to learn without the help of a master.
That's a wonderful title.
Well, between ourselves, it's the best part of the enterprise. Nor do I, in fact, speak Hebrew. And the last phrase, without the help of an instructor. Now that was added in before the national school was thrust upon me. Do you think I should drop it now? I mean, after all, you don't dispose of the cow just because it has produced a magnificent calf, do you?
You certainly do not.
Well, the phrase goes, then. Oh, I see I'm interrupting work of moment. To return briefly to that other matter, Lieutenant, I understand your sense of exclusion. I've been cut off from a life here, and I trust you'll find access to us with the help of my son. But remember, words are only signals, counters. They're not immortal. And it can happen to use an image that you will understand. It can happen that a civilization can be imprisoned in a linguistic contour that no longer matches the landscape of fact. Gentlemen.
An expeditio with three purposes. The children laugh at him. He always promises 3 points and he never gets beyond A and B.
He's an astute man.
He's bloody pompous.
But so astute.
And he drinks too much. Is it astute not to be able to adjust for survival? To endure around truths immemorially positive?
He knows what's happening.
What is happening?
I'm not sure, but I'm concerned about my part in it. It's an eviction of sorts.
We're making a 6-inch map of the country. Is there something sinister in that?
Well, not
even. And we're taking place names that are riddled with confusion.
Who's confused? Are the people
and
confused?
And we're standardizing those names as accurately and as sensitively as we can.
Something is being eroded.
Back to the romance again. All right, fine, fine. Look where we've got to. We've come to this crossroads. Come here and look at it. Look at it, man. And we call this crossroads Tobiah Bree. And why do we call it Tobiah Bree? I'll tell you why. Tobiah means a well, but what does Bree mean? It's an erosion of Brion. Brion, a corruption of Tobiah Brien. Because 150 years ago, there used to be a well there. Not at the actual crossroads, mind you. That would be too simple. But in a field close to the crossroads. And an old man, whose face was disfigured by an enormous growth, whose name was Brion, got it into his head that the water in that well was blessed. So every day, for 7 months, he went to that well and bathed his face in it. But the growth didn't go away. And one morning, Brion was found drowned in the bottom of that well. And ever since, that crossroads has been known as Tobiah Bree. I know the story because my grandfather told it to me. But ask Dolty, or Myra, or Bridget, even my father, even Manus, why it's called Tobiah Bree. And do you think they'll know? I know they don't know. So the question I put to you, Lieutenant, is this. What do we do with a name like that? Do we scrap Tobiah Bree altogether and call it what? The Cross. Crossroads. Or do we keep piety with a man long dead, long forgotten, his name eroded beyond recognition, whose trivial little story nobody in the parish remembers?
Except you. I've left here.
You remember it!
I'm asking you, what do we write in the name book? Tobiah Vree.
Even though the well is 100 yards from the actual crossroads, then there's no well anyway. What the hell does Vree mean?
Tobiah Vree.
That's what you want.
Yes.
You're certain.
Yes.
Fine. Fine. That's what you'll get.
That's what you want too, Roland.
George, for God's sake, my name is not Roland.
What?
It's Owen.
Not Roland?
Owen.
What do you mean to say?
Owen.
But I've been...
O-W-E.
Where did Roland come from?
I don't know.
It was never Roland.
Never.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me?
I thought like a Roland.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting fond of Roland.
Spell Owen again.
O-W-E-N.
Now, what do we write in the name book?
R-O-W-E-N.
Oh, what about O?
Or what?
Owen.
What's the celebration?
A christening.
A baptism.
100 christenings.
1,000 baptisms. Welcome to Eden.
Eden's right. We name a thing and bang, it leaps into existence.
Each name a perfect equation with its roots.
A perfect congruence with its reality. Take a drink.
Poutine, beautiful.
Lioness poutine.
On an umbregs poutine.
Excellent, George.
I'll decode you yet.
Maynard?
Not if that's what it does to you.
You're right. Steady. Steady. Sober up.
Sober as a judge, Owen.
I've got good news. Where's Father?
He's gone out. What's the news?
I've been offered a job.
Where? Come on, man. Speak in English.
For the benefit of the colonist.
He's a decent man.
Aren't they all at some level?
Please. He's been offered a job.
Where?
Well, tell us.
I've just had a meeting with two men from Innes Meadon. They want me to go there and start up a head school. They're going to give me a free house, free turf, free milk, a root of standing corn, 12 drills of potatoes,
and what?
A salary of 42 pounds a year.
Maynard, that's wonderful.
You're looking at a man of substance.
I'm delighted.
Where's Innes Meadon?
An island south. And they came looking for you.
Well, I mean to say...
Oh, this calls for a real celebration.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you, Anna?
When do you start?
Next Monday.
We'll stay with you when we're there. How long before we reach Mayotte?
How far south is it?
About 50 miles.
Could we make it by December?
We'll have Christmas together.
Christmas Day on Innes Meadon. Christmas Day on
I hope you're
Mayotte.
Very content there, Maris.
Thank you.
Maynus.
To Innes Meadon.
1,000 baptisms. Welcome to Eden.
Eden's right. We name a thing and bang, it leaps into existence.
Each name a perfect
Oh, the grass must be wet. My feet are soaking.
Oh, your feet must be wet. The grass is soaking. George.
Lieutenant George.
Oh, don't call me that. I never think of myself as lieutenant.
What?
Sorry. George. George.
Miley.
Yes. I know, you're Miley. Of course I know you're Miley. I've been watching you night and day for
what?
The past...
What?
Sorry. Miley.
Miley.
George. Miley and George. I...
Oh, say anything at all. I love the sound of your speech.
Sorry. Every morning, I see, you are feeding a brown hen, and giving meal to a black calf. My God.
Two as in Ain Centurio Britannico.
Oh, go on, say anything. I love the sound of your speech.
HSS Castri Que Suntin Agro. Oh, my God. Oh, George! Water! Water!
Very good, good, water, good!
Fire?
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 Indeed, wonderful, splendid, fire, fire, good! Yes, go on, go on.
Air?
Earth, of course, Earth! Good Lord, Myra, your English is perfect!
What?
English perfect! Perfect English!
Oh, George!
That's beautiful, that's really beautiful!
George!
Say
George.
It again! Say it again!
George! In Norfolk we be sport ourselves around the Maypole.
Good God, to you? That's where my mother is from, Norfolk. Norwich, actually. Well, not exactly Norwich Town, but a little village outside of it called Little Walsingham. But in our own village of Windfarthing, we too have a maypole, and every year...
Oh, my mother, my Aunt Mary wouldn't have thought something dirty, would she?
Myre Catach. Bunab. Drum Dub. Palna Karoch. Liz Mao. Liz Nanagar.
Liz Nagrod. Cavi Gunfoil.
Cave Nari. Loch Nanane.
Loch Nugai. Makaya Gwee.
Makaya Moor. Loch Namona.
Loch Nangabir.
Mula.
Four.
I wish to God you could understand me.
Oh, soft hands, a gentleman's hands.
Because if you could understand me, I would tell you how I spend my days either thinking of you or gazing up at your house in the hope that you'll appear even for a second.
Every evening you walk by yourself along the Trebon, and every morning you wash yourself in front of the tent.
I would tell you how beautiful you are, Myra. I would so like to tell you how beautiful you are.
Your arms are long and thin, and your shoulders are very white.
I would tell you.
Don't stop. I know what you're saying.
I would tell you how I want to be here, to live here, always with you, always, always.
Always? What is that word, always?
Yes, yes, always, always.
You're trembling.
Yes, I'm trembling because of you.
I'm trembling too.
I've made up my mind. I'm not going to leave here.
Listen to me. I want you too, soldier.
Go on. I know what you're saying.
I want to live with you anywhere. Anywhere at all. Always. Always.
Always. What is that word, always?
Take me away with you, George. Manus! Manus!
Thank you. know that old lime kiln beyond Conconny Tim's pub? Place we call the Murin? No, it's called the Murin. It's only just discovered. Corruption of St. Murinus. Seems St. Murinus had a monastery about there at the beginning of the 7th century. Over the years, the name's been shortened to the Murin. Very unattractive name, isn't it? I think we should go back to the original, St. Murinus. What do you think? The original St. Murinus, do you think we should go back to that?
Bloody
hell. Hold on, at the back of the stairs.
Manus, I...
Here, take this one. It doesn't fit anyway. It's supposed to keep out the rain.
You'll be here for a while then. For a week or two anyhow.
Yes.
You're not going off for the army.
I haven't made up my mind. Why?
Those Innes Meadan men, they'll be back to see why I haven't turned up. Tell them I'll write to them as soon as I can. Tell them I still want the job, but that it might be 3 or 4 months before I can be there.
You're being damn stupid, Manus.
Will you do that for me?
Clear out now and Lancey will think you're involved somehow.
Will you do that for
Wait
me?
A couple of days, even. You know George, he's a bloody romantic. He's probably wandered out to one of the islands and he'll suddenly reappear tomorrow morning. Or else the search party will find him lying drunk somewhere up in the sandhills. You've seen him drinking that poaching. Doesn't know how to handle it. What'd you drink on him last night at the dance?
I had a stone in my hand when I went out to look for him. I was going to fell him. The lame scholar turned violent.
Did anybody see you?
But when I saw him standing there, the side of the road, smiling, with her face buried in his shoulder, I couldn't even go close to them. I just shouted something stupid like, "You're a bastard, Yoland!" I'd even said it in English. Because he kept saying, sorry. The wrong gesture in the wrong language.
You didn't see him again.
Sorry?
At least tell Lancey that before you leave, just to clear yourself.
What have I got to say to Lancey? Will you give that message to the island men?
I'm warning you, run away now, and you're bound to be blamed for this.
Will you give that message to the island men for me?
I will.
Have you any idea where you're going?
Mayo, maybe. I remember Mother saying she had cousins somewhere out, way out on the Ayres Peninsula. Tell Father I took only the Virgil and the Caesar and the Aeschylus, because they were mine anyway. I bought them with that money I got from that pet lamb I'd reared. Do you remember that lamb? Tell him that Nora Don never returned the dictionary. She still owes him 2 and 6 for last quarter's reading. He always forgets those things.
Yes.
And his good shirt, it is ironed and hanging in the press. And his
right.
Clean socks are in the butter box.
Right.
Under the bed. And tell him that I'll write.
Miss Myrie asks where you've gone.
He'll only need half the milk now, won't he? Even less than half. He usually likes his tea block. And when he comes in at night, you'll hear him. He makes a lot of noise. I usually come down and give him a hand up. Those stairs are dangerous. Without a banister. Maybe before you leave, you'd get Big Ned Frank to build something like a handrail.
You're missing the crack, boys! Crack, you're missing the crack! 50 more soldiers arrived not an hour ago.
And they're spread out in a big line from Sean Neal's over to Laon, and they're moving across the fields towards Knockland's Arbor.
Prodding every inch of the ground in front of them with their bayonets, scattering animals and hens in all directions.
Tumbling everything before them. Ditches, fences, haystacks, turf stacks.
They came to Barney Petey's field of corn. Straight through it, begone, as if it were heather.
Not a blade of it left standing.
And Barney Petey just out of bed, running after them in his drawer, shouting, "You whores, you! You whores, get out of my corn!"
First time he ever ran in his life.
Too lazy that we get to cut it when the weather was good.
Well, tell them about Big Hughie.
Oh, you should have seen your old fellow one.
All of them at Annan Bright's pub. The whole crowd was awake.
And they hear the commotion and come running out into the street.
Big Hughie in front, and the infant prodigy footless behind him.
And your old fella sees the army stretched out across the countryside.
Oh, my God.
And he starts roaring at them.
Visigoths, Huns, Vandals.
Ignari, Stulti, Rustici.
And Rachel and Jack jumping up and down shouting, "Them open eyes, them open eyes."
You've never seen crack like it in your life, boys. Come on out with me, Sarah, and you'll see it all.
Big Hughie's fit to take no flack. His mane is about.
Mane is gone.
Gone where?
To left, gone away.
Where to?
He doesn't know. Mayo, maybe.
What's on in Mayo?
George and Myra did dance together last night.
They did, didn't they, Dolce?
And did you see Mane following them out?
Didn't see him going out, but saw him coming back in later by himself.
Did you see George and Myra come back to the dance?
No.
Did you see them again?
He left her home, Owen. We passed him on the back road, didn't we, Dolce?
And Mayna stayed till the end of the dance.
We know nothing. What are you asking us for?
Because Lancey will question me when he finds out Yolan's missing. That's the way George went home, by the back road. That's where you saw him.
Leave me alone, Owen. I know nothing about Yolan. If you want to know about Yolan, you better go ask the Darling twins. That's O'Shea's a powerful visitor, isn't he? He told our Seamus he might be back for Halloween.
What's this about the Donnellys? Were they about last night?
Didn't see them before.
George is a friend of mine.
So?
So I want to know what's happened to him.
Couldn't tell you.
What have the Donnellys to do with it? Dolty!
I know nothing, Owen. Swear to God. All I know is this. On my way to the dance last night, I saw their boat beached at port. It wasn't there on my way back after I left Bridget. God, my judge, Owen. The half dozen times I met him, though I didn't understand a word he said, he seemed a right enough sort. Cripes, will you look at them? They're leveling the whole land. There must be millions of them.
Thanks to God, I must be going off my head. I'm halfway here, and I think to myself, isn't this can very light? And I look into it, and it's empty.
Doesn't matter.
How will you manage for tonight?
We have enough.
Are you sure?
Thank you.
It'll take me no time
at all. Honestly, Meyer.
Well, surely it's better that you have it than that black calf that... Have you heard anything?
Nothing.
What does Lancey say?
I haven't seen him since this morning.
But what does he think?
He really didn't talk. He was here only for a few seconds.
He left me home, Owen. And the last thing he said to me was, if he tried to speak in Irish, he said, I'll see you yesterday. He meant to say, I'll see you tomorrow. And I laughed that much that he got cross and pretended to, he said, May Paul, because I said that word wrong. And then off he went, laughing, Owen. Do you think he's all right? What do you think?
I'm sure he'll turn up, Myrie.
He comes from a tiny wee place called Windfarthen. Well, come here till you see. There's Windfarthen. And there's two other wee villages right beside it. One of them's called Barton Bendish, and it's about there. And the other's called Saxingham Nethergate, and it's about there. And there's Little Walsingham. Well, that's his mother's town, then. Aren't they odd names? Sure, they make no sense to me at all. And Windfarthen is near a large town called Norwich. And Norwich is in a county called Norfolk. And Norfolk is in the east of England. He wrote it all down on a wet strand and wrote the names on it. I've got it all in my head now. Strange sounds, aren't they? But nice sounds. Like Jimmy Jack reciting his homework. me at the dance last night, Sarah. I like the way you wear your hair when it's down. Something very bad happened to him, Owen, I know. He wouldn't just go off without telling me. Where is he, Owen? You're his friend. Where is he? I didn't get a chance to do my geography last night. The master will be angry with me. Well, I guess I'll be going home now. The wee ones need to be washed and put to bed, and that black cat has to be fed. Oh, my hands are that rough. They're still blistered from the hay. I'm ashamed of them. I hope to God there's no hay to be saved in Brooklyn. Oh, did you hear? Nellie Broad's baby died in the middle of the night. I must go up to the room. Didn't last long, did it?
I don't think there'll be any class. Why don't you go on?
Is he long gone, Manus?
Half an hour.
You bloody fool.
I told him that.
Do they know he's gone?
Who?
The army.
Not yet.
They'll be after him like bloody fools.
Bloody
fool limping along the coast. They'll overtake him before night, for Christ's sake.
Any news? Any word?
I understood there was a class. Where are the rest?
There was to be a class.
This will suffice. I will address them. And it is their responsibility to pass on what I have to say to every member of every family in this section. I don't have all day, O'Donnell.
The captain has an announcement to make.
Lieutenant Lancey is missing. We are looking for him. If we don't find him, or we don't receive information as to where he is to be found, I will pursue the following course of action.
They're searching for George. If they don't find him...
Commencing 24 hours from tonight, we will shoot all livestock in Belly Bay. At once!
Beginning this time tomorrow, they'll shoot every animal in Bailey Bay unless they're told where George is.
If after that time he is still not found, commencing 48 hours from tonight, we will embark on a series of evictions and leveling of every abode in the following section.
You're not!
Do your job. Translate.
George hasn't been found in 2 days' time. They'll begin leveling and evicting every home in the following towns.
If by that time he is still not found, we will proceed with the complete eviction and clearance of this entire section.
If George still hasn't been gone, they'll ravish the whole parish.
I trust they know what they have to do. I know you! I know where you live. Who are you? Name! What's your name?
I'm Sarah, you can tell him. My name's Sarah Johnny Sally.
Where did you live?
Not.
Where?
Burnfoot.
I need to talk to your brother. Is he here?
He's not here at the moment.
Where is he?
He's out of way.
What way?
Tell him his whole camp's on fire.
Who are you? What's that lout's name?
Dorothy Dantor.
Where does he live?
Loch Lane.
What do we call it?
Fair. He says your whole camp's on fire.
I shall remember you, Mr. Doughty. You bear a huge responsibility in all of this.
Mother of God, does he mean it, Owen?
Yes, it does.
We'll have to find some place to hide the beast, or Seamus will know where. Maybe at the back of Lisnan Grad, or maybe at the caves at the far end of the Trebon. Come on, Dolty! Don't be standing about there, come on! It's the sweet smell. You smell it? It's the sweet smell! Mother of God!
The army tent burning, Bridget.
Is it? Are you sure? Is that what it is? Jesus, I thought we were done for. Come on, Dolty, come on!
How are you? Are you all right? Don't worry, we'll come back. He's frightened, that's all. We'll come back. It's all wrong.
He'll do it too.
Unless Yolan's found.
Huh.
Then he'll certainly do it.
They did the same thing when my grandfather was a boy. And after all the trouble you went through, mapping the place and making up new names for it.
I've damned him with revenge. But he'll not put me out without a fight.
And there's others who think like I do.
It's a matter for you.
If we'd only stick together. If we only knew how to defend ourselves.
Against a trained army.
The Donnelly twins know how.
If they could be found.
If they could be found. Give me a yell when you're finished with Lancey. I might know something then.
There I was. Appropriately dispositioned to refer my condolences to the bereaved widow.
You?
And about to enter the Domus Lugubris. Mighty Cutter.
The wake house.
Indeed. But I feel a plucking at my elbow. Sir George Alexander, Justice of the Peace. My tidings are infelicitous, he says. Bridget? Torslow, Doughty,
Infelix, unhappy.
Unhappy indeed. Mr. Bartley Timlin has been appointed to the new national school.
Timlin? Who's Timlin?
Oh, schoolmaster from Cork. Oh, and he'll be a major asset to the community. He's also a skilled bacon curer.
You?
A bacon curer from Cork. Barbarous hick, ego sum quia non intelligor uli. James.
Owen.
Procade.
I am a barbarian in this place, and I'm not understood by anyone.
Indeed. Indeed. Manus, take! I will compose a satire on Master Bartley Timmy, schoolmaster and bacon curer. But it will be too easy, won't it?
Stormkey! Black! Will you listen to me, you?
James?
And a slice of soda bread. I'm going to get married.
When?
At Christmas.
Splendid!
To Athena.
Who? Pallas Athena.
Oh. Laupopus Athene.
Blotchy eyes, you blotchy eyes.
The lady has assented.
No, no, she asked me. I assented.
Oh. Oh, when was this?
Last night.
Oh. Oh, what does her mother say?
Pallas? Melis? Mallet of Hellespont?
Metis.
Jason, Metis of Hellespont. Jason, oh, good stuff.
And her father?
I'm meeting Zeus tomorrow.
Oh.
Hugh, would you be my best man?
Honored, James. Profoundly honored.
You know what I'm looking for, don't you? You know what I'm after. I joke around like the rest of them, you know, and you know yourself. You know it all. What I'm looking for, Hugh, what I really want, companionship. That's my time of life. Companionship. Company. Someone to talk to. You know, away up there in Bianaga, Iowa. It sometimes gets very lonely. Oh. Companionship. Correct, Hugh, correct?
Correct.
And I've known her for a long time, correct?